Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es Cholen, Peri Gimel, Mischne Dalet, Ve Elu, Kesheirois, Be'oif. These trefes are kosher by an oif. In other words, if an oif had these trefes, it could still live for 12 months. First item on the list, Nikva Hagargeres, if the windpipe had a hole in it. Oishenizdika, or it was slit, again, like we explained earlier, the same is true for a behemoth along its length, because then the way the behemoth moves its neck, it's going to close, as opposed to when it's slit along the width, the way the behemoth moves its neck forces it to open up more. Hikata chulda al roisha, or if again a weasel bit the bird on its head, but makam she'enoi oisa trefa, but in a place where it does not make a trefa. In other words, the weasel's teeth, the chulda's teeth, couldn't have reached the part of the bird's brain that would make a trefa. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nikav Hazefek, if the crop had a hole in it. Again, what's the crop? That's where the food comes, directly from the food pipe. It's not digested yet. The crop just holds it. Well, even if it has a hole in it, the bird is not trefa. But the first time it would say, if it was totally gone, it would be trefa. Rebbe says a bigger chiddush. Rebbe Yemer Afila Nitol, even if the crop was totally taken out, it's not there. The bird is still kosher as long as it can digest its food. Now, Rebbe does not mean that it's totally gone. Because what would happen then is that the food would fall right into the stomach and it wouldn't proceed through the digestive process of the bird. It has to get to the kurkovin, which really digests the food, like we learned earlier. So if it's totally gone, even Rebbe is moided that the bird would be treifa. But there's enough of the zefek left that it's possible for the food to pass through to the kurkovin where it gets digested. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Yatsu b'nei meyel v'loi nikvu. This bird fell, had some injury, and its intestines came out. The bird's stomach split open and the intestines came out. But there's no hole in them. The Me'iri and the Tiferes Yisrael say this is true even if he doesn't put it back before the Shechita. If one does put it back, it has to be put back properly. Because if someone puts it back, explains about Tanura, in a way that it's flipped over, not in its natural state, then the oif is treifa, because it won't survive that way. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Neshtabru Gaper. These are the bones of the wings. If they broke, the bird is still kosher. But it's Dafka says about Tanura that they broke. But if it was pulled out from the place where it's connected, then it's treifa. Because then it's possible that the lung was pierced. The lung is right near where it's connected. Vaitra says the Mishnah Neshtabru Raglea, if the feet of the bird were broken. We're going to see more halachas about this later on, exactly where, what, how. Or if Nimritu Kinafeh, or if its large outer feathers were taken out. The bird doesn't need those feathers for protection. It can survive without them. And Memela, it's still kosher. Rabbi Huda says, Im Nitla Hanoitza. Did you ever hear of a down blanket? That's made out of a layer of very small, fluffy feathers. That's the noitza. And in a way, it's like mamish part of the skin. It mamish protects the skin. It's much more connected to the skin. It's not like the other feathers that have like that stick in the middle, if you remember from Bedikas Chametz. So Zokta Yehuda im nitla hanoitza, the noitza is taken. That's as if the skin of the bird is taken. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, chazring over our list of problems with a bird that don't make it treifa. Hole in the windpipe or a split along its length. If a chulda bit into its head, but not in a place where its teeth could reach the inside of its brain. If the zefek, the crop, has a hole in it. But according to the first Tanna, not if it's gone, not if most of it is gone. Rebbe says even if most of it is gone, it's still kosher, but there has to be enough of it left that the food can still get through to the next part of the digestive system. If its belly split open, it was injured, it fell, or something along those lines, and the intestines came out, but there's no hole in it, it's kosher. Even if he does not put it back before Shechita, but if he does put it back, it has to be put back right. If the bones of the wings broke, the bird is still kosher. We said, but if it's plucked out, it's not. That could have made a hole in its lung. If the large feathers, that you see that the oif is covered with them, and those come out, the bird is still kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, but the noitza, the down ones, the fluffy ones that are more connected to the skin, those would passel the bird. But the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.